Phone Boy Speaks, episode 332, Amazon Does Windows.
Something you may or may not have seen today, depending upon the circles of people that you follow. I guess Amazon's got some thing called Invent going on, and it's around their Amazon Web Services offering, which a lot of people use to deploy services and stuff. And actually, it's a whole collection of stuff. I mean, app.net actually uses Amazon stuff on the back end, and actually a lot of services, I think Netflix is pretty famous for using it. But a lot of virtual infrastructure essentially gets hosted at Amazon, and they bill by the hour or the bit or whatever the licensing model is. And so now they have they've announced, and I don't think it's available yet, at least I looked, but now you can rent desktop computers complete with Windows and a certain number of applications essentially on a monthly basis, right? And this is designed for companies that don't necessarily want to maintain full desktops, right? And the desktops are hosted in the cloud, and presumably they have access to whatever corporate data that you need. And you can establish a VPN with Amazon. So that's a lot of that stuff is, not difficult to deal with. And so, But the idea is that you can use any device that you want and access this virtual desktop from anywhere. And this is, in enterprises, they do this as what they call VDI, right? Where you host desktops on a private cloud infrastructure, and it's somewhere in the network, and it has access to the corporate resources. But the instances of Windows or whatever that run them, it's all maintained centrally. So all you're getting on these virtualized desktops is essentially a screen where you can just go, you can interact with your desktop. It's a remote desktop sort of thing. And, I think what this does, though, I mean, aside from, just hosting the infrastructure, right? This is taking desktop as making it desktop as a service, right? Because these desktops have a cost associated with them, not only for the software, but the hardware that they run on and stuff. And essentially turning that into a fixed cost and saying, okay, now for, $50 a month or $65 a month, you get the software with all of the, with all the licenses included. It's now something that you can just amortize out and not have to worry about the cost of it. And maybe for small businesses, this ends up being a good thing, right? Especially if you have no legacy software. Now, apparently they let you use your legacy licenses. If you got other software you want to install on there, it's fine. And the what you pay Amazon is based on the size of the instance and amount of persistent storage and that kind of thing. So they've essentially taken their Amazon S3 and EC2 and all that stuff and bundled it in a way with some software on it. And it's actually very clever, right? I mean, and I could see companies going for this, although as a user, it's maybe not such a great premise because now all of your data is somewhere else. And if you don't have internet access, you no longer have access to your data. And if you're a paranoid corporation, right? I mean, do you trust Amazon to store all your stuff and keep it private and not accidentally give it out to somebody else? I mean, because that's what you're doing, right? Is all your stuff is now, your desktop is now in the cloud. So, are they running, are they keeping the stuff, are they keeping it encrypted or what, are they taking care of the data that's on those machines, even though there is persistent data, or are they taking the right steps? There's a lot more questions in this than answers, but I think it's, for having Amazon take this on, I think it's going to change the conversation a bit. I mean, this is it, the concept of VDI is certainly not new. I mean, it's been in the industry in one form or another. I mean, you take X terminals. I mean, when I was in college, I mean, that's kind of the same idea, except it's Unix machines. But this is, this is taking it a step further, and it's now in the public cloud. It's now Amazon that's offering it. So, my guess is we'll see it in other cloud providers as well, with probably somewhat lower prices. Although there is the Microsoft tax and all this stuff. So, I think it does change the conversation a little bit, and it'll be interesting to see what the uptake is of these virtualized desktop offerings from Amazon. It eliminate buying computers, but it means that you don't have to buy the highest end, or people can use their iPads. Or, I mean, it's kind of solves the whole bring your own device thing. If all the desktops are centrally controlled, it almost doesn't matter what you have on your desktop. The local network just becomes a pass through network, and all the real corporate data is somewhere else. So, as I say, it's interesting. I think we'll see what happens. But that was definitely an interesting announcement today from our friends at Amazon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.